Welcome to another chapter that we are going to talk about tourism marketing. And this chapter number 18 focuses on direct marketing. This chapter's learning objectives are: know the concept of direct marketing. We will pick up and try to understand what direct marketing suggests. Understand how it is different from traditional marketing. We'll identify the differences by taking example from the traditional marketing and direct marketing. Know the interconnected elements: customers, suppliers, and distributors. All will be taken into our learning. We will understand also about the different techniques of direct marketing. We will explore benefits of direct marketing. We all know that marketing is done to create awareness of a product. Ultimately, that will come up with achieving the sales or meeting the sales target and so on. So achieving objectives with the marketing budgets cost effectively by making use of the depth knowledge of customer and their behavior and direct communication with them. So understanding the customer in detail, into great depth, and also understanding their behavior so that a direct marketing can be decided and can be communicated. The development and use of customer database facilitates the selection, which type of marketing, different type of segmentation, and further budgeting and speculation of advertising through communication media. And then database analysis facilitates marketing research. So database that has been given or created or obtained, you need to analyze them for specific marketing research. Beginning with understanding of direct marketing, the interaction of supplier with their customer in a two-way communication, using individually addressable media such as postal mail, which is also known as snail mail, telephone, and now website, mobile devices, and e-commerce. So these are the elements or interaction through this by supplier to reach to their customer in going ahead with direct marketing. Interaction is done through a database that stores the specific characteristic of existing and potential customer. So database is obtained, and through the help of that database, you try to specific characteristic of what existing customer literally needs and what are the future or potential customers. Indirect marketing, use of geographic and demographic profile, product purchasing behavior, etc. So you use geographic and demographic portfolios as well depending on where the specific customers are living, what is their geographical location, what are the different age groups, and so on, according to demographics, senior citizen, Gen Z, families, groups, etc., etc. All this can be obtained through database market research, and obviously this is to focus on direct marketing. Direct marketing, we translate that whole which we just now read through and understood. Now, direct marketing within the travel and tourism sector entails the use of multiple channels to develop a unified strategy. So unified strategy, looking at different multiple channels so that you approach to good number of audience and customers increase in turn, it increases booking and nurtures brand loyalty. You understand the importance of brand loyalty, and the direct marketing continues to capture and build the brand loyalty. So by comprehending and effectively employing those technologies, companies can improve their market visibility and attain higher levels of success. What does this suggest? That by taking comprehensive the effective employment of the techniques that we just now spoke, like multiple channels, develop a unified strategy, all will obviously, we have been suggesting that to increase the sale through multiple channels, also bring and make the product visible and attain higher level of success. A lot of customers may not be aware who is a DMC of a specific destination. Say, for example, every year you keep hearing new markets from different parts of the world keep entering in Indian travel and tourism market. For example, Finland, which is Northern Europe, or say South America, Peru, Argentina, Mexico, they are emerging and coming into Indian markets to take the good on their share by promoting their product. So they are directly marketing through these type of database so that they can reach the traditional marketing, or rather the established brands in travel and tourism, like Thailand, like Malaysia, like Indonesia, have been there. But when you enter into entrance of new tourism boards, new countries come into India, definitely direct marketing will be one of the source they could do. In other terms, it can be articulated that direct marketing within the travel and tourism sector entails that promotion of services directly to prospective customers via the multiple channels, including direct mail, email, and social media. So another attention is given to direct mail, emails, and social media, predominantly to get more an additional business. This strategy allows business for efficiently connect with their audience and stimulate bookings and improve brand recognition. For Travel and Tourism Board, very important is to improve brand recognition. And in our previous learning, we have seen what importance a brand communicates. So likewise, if a new product enters, their utmost attention would be toward brand recognition. And that can be done through direct marketing, as we are going through and understanding different element with regard to that. In-house sales and reservation of bookings, we are looking at another angle of in-house. So direct marketing is related with advance booking or reservation made by customers directly. If, for example, an airline announces sale or special fare starting from March 2026 until end of April, and they go on website, they would shoot or emails, they would go into digital media. Now, that is purely to rope in the new customer or guarantee certain new product that has been launched. And the idea behind all this is direct marketing instead of getting involved intermediaries. And obviously, the channels will be the channels like digital, email, e-marketing, etc. Bulk ordering or group sales and booking by the general public. So yes, somebody sees, oh, wonderful fare is coming up from Mumbai to, say, Mumbai to Kolkata, or Mumbai to Jaipur, or Mumbai to Delhi has been announced by IndiGo, as an example, or SpiceJet, but that sale has to be completed by end of November for travel to be taken from March till end of April. Because that's considered sometime as a low season, because schools and colleges have their exam and families generally don't travel within India. This was an example to understand. So then you start getting bulk ordering or group sales. It's about way of generating bookings from the general public and is not using any sales team. As I highlighted, they are all direct marketing and not the penetration done by any specific sales team assigned to do that job or hired to do that job. So direct marketing will have a guaranteed business for the low season for which they have come up with approaches through email or through digital marketing. Direct selling or direct marketing? So here, developing profiles of the customers in a systematic way with their detailed knowledge. So some of the database will provide where they are positioned, what is their age group, what is their spending capacity, what are their choices, etc., etc. And from there, they develop a profile of a customer for direct selling or direct marketing. Uses of knowledge and information gained to improve effectiveness of the response process. So if you are focusing on your data that you have created and identified, divided, and sliced them, then you expect a better response that can be converted into sales. So instead of blind calling, by just calling from the data made available, they will handpick the people from the database that is available to market and to promote those things. In that, again, cost-effective tool for market research, market segmentation, and best marketing, as well as way of reaching the customers, making sales and monitoring sales. So direct selling also focuses on the cost-effectiveness. Yeah, because when you employ a sales team, hire them to go into the field and start doing business rather than going through direct mail. So what you have done is already only taken support of your email or mail or data or through digital platform. But you can monitor the cost effectiveness of this because no physical sales team has gone into the market to procure. So these are direct sales to convert into, these are direct marketing that convert into direct sale. So this particular slide suggests different process cycle. Right, so direct marketing process, this particular slide suggests to you the process cycle, and the process cycle identify the audience and target market. What we have read and gone through and explained to you in the previous slides, this is some sort of summarization of that. Also, an area which is focusing on direct marketing process. So we identify the audience and target market, and this is procured from the database. Then choosing the delivery channel, what you have picked up, where is that particular segmentation or demographic clientele would be looking at. So choosing the right type of a channel, selection of types of responses. Yeah, because once you select it, then you start getting responses. Then from there, we go to carry cut, the promotion, exactly what exactly you need to put it, and then put it for promotion, only the select element. Then define set goals and objectives will be the last achievement. And before that, you receive results and you cooperate into that. So all this is basically the direct marketing process cycle that we recently have gone through, the reviewing of the result. And because reviewing the result and then continue on the basis of what your review outcome is also very important, like we do in evaluation adjustment for any plan that we think of. So you notice, dear student, the direct marketing process cycle, how it proves and how it goes further. Okay, so the direct selling or direct marketing, we take a further study onto that. The paradigm shift that direct selling or direct marketing in a travel and tourism industry, it has made changes in the entire business environment. In many recent years, observation, researchers, and implementation of direct marketing has seen good amount of changes which are worth watching and discussing and implementing. So the ICT, Information Communication Technology, enables communication directly with the customer. You don't have to really wait, because even if you are into direct marketing through either digital media or print media, your client may look at whatever you have forwarded as your direct marketing will get attention with the help of ICT, because invariably people connected to ICT or digital media will definitely browse through their email, they will browse through the digital media. New distributor, a new distribution system in use result in competitive advantage. We have seen the distribution channels, different systems that work in the previous lectures. So all that different system in use results into competitive advantage, like GDS and other distribution channels that we have seen in the previous slide. We are focusing on the on travel and tourism when we are talking about this, direct selling and for direct marketing. We all know that the marketing and selling are continuity of an exercise to achieve or to increase sales. And there's a very fine line dividing between direct marketing and sales. In fact, they are continuity of the same work. They may have a different marketing team and different sales team, but both work hand in glove. So database technology allows storage and analysis of large amounts of data that can be linked to other database for marketing. So pulling in different database and picking up and focusing on the storage of different database, basically using a database technology. And data science is really moving very fast these days. So the paradigm shift from direct selling to direct marketing in travel and tourism industry, it has made changes in the entire businesses. So ongoing efforts to reduce distribution costs by having continuous review of the same. So if the email is blasted, database, on the basis of database, they wait for the response. Maybe they would call up and check if an acknowledged email or some sales signal coming in through digital platform, that is a positive sign as a review. And obviously, all such mails which have not been responded are possibly considered as people showing no interest onto that in travel and tourism industry. So a tour operator sitting in Kashmir sends availability of their product, ground handling product, destination management product to travel agents spread around India. Whoever responds, generate an inquiry, then that database or that travel agent would remain for further actions. Otherwise, all those who were informed may disappear. So increasing intention of companies to know more about the customer and their target market. So this is an ongoing scenario in travel and tourism. By establishing contact through the database procured and made available, they really work and increase their interaction. Providing customers product and maintain existing customers loyal. Retaining a loyal customer in form of a repeat customer or a customer who buys your product without any marketing effort as a repeat customer are real asset for any selling of a tourism product. A travel agent, a tour operator is successfully sold to a group or to any corporate So that corporate has endorsed that, yes, the services obtained through a specific travel agency has proved that they become loyal. And loyalty is really of importance. That's why many travel agencies look for loyal customers, repeat customers, because they have already used and word of mouth customers who have been advised to visit a specific travel agency because of the good service in sales and marketing. So now we have another one, interconnected customers. Interconnected elements. What are those elements? A detailed write-up is given to you here, dear student. You can go through into the detail about it. But let me highlight few things here. So you have got customers who are obtained through target market segmentation and into groups. That's your customer. And then the interconnected, these are all interconnected. Then supplier or major segment marketing mix. So that will be another customer, supplier, distributor. So customers are the target audience for suppliers or through distribution. They all focus on to the customer. And likewise, so when they have suppliers or major segment as a major segment or mix, then they will either sell directly to the customer, as we have seen, or they would go through a distribution channel asking them to work for them at a cost, so that they don't, on the cost saving, they would be not spending on hiring a sales or a marketing team. Yeah, so after going through that slide where we looked into supplier, the distribution channel, and the customer, all of them are focusing on customer. So supplier would directly go as a B2B. Supplier will go through B2C or B2B2C. All these are observed, seen, and accepted practices in direct marketing and direct selling. We now introduce the interconnected element into further this study from what we saw in the previous slide. From supplier to customer is the customer-specific communication mix aimed at existing and potential customer. So supplier would focus on such customers on a customer-specific communication mix at existing and potential customer. So the suppliers in Germany would know, or the supplier in Thailand would know, that yes, it's a Diwali break and there will be number of passengers who would travel during Diwali holiday. So as a result, they will approach the customer directly, or they will sell their product to the distribution channel, and the distribution channel would again approach the customer. So they are interconnected elements. It also includes media advertising, public relation, and the sales promotion, as well as any direct mail and telephone marketing. So all this, we have understood that it may include number of elements to approach and to target more number of audience using the available channels. Now with the information and communication technology advanced, it includes internet communication via PCs or mobile phone and other devices. So you will find everything popping up onto your even personal computers, including the emails that you use, be it is Gmail or Yahoo or any other email service that they have. You still see this type of commitment coming in from not only by the distribution channel, but the direct supplier approaching you for promotion or marketing of their product. So in summarization, I would say there is an interconnected element with customer, supplier, and distributor. So customer first and supplier coming directly to customer through direct marketing and sale, or distributor coming to the customer, or supplier goes to distributor, distributor again comes. So these are all interconnected elements in direct marketing.